Representatives of the Catholic Archdiocese of Ballarat in Western Victoria have told the state's parliamentary inquiry into child abuse that allowing a known pedophile priest to continue working as a priest was a terrible mistake. Father Gerard Ridsdale was convicted and jailed for child sexual abuse in 1993 and again in 2006. The inquiry heard today that by 1975 there was solid evidence of his crimes, but he wasn't removed from his duties and was instead moved into other parishes. Today was the first day for Catholic orders and organisations to give evidence at the inquiry, and reporter Rachel Carbonell was there.
Representatives from the St John of God Brothers, the Salesian Order and the Catholic Diocese of Ballarat were all questioned at the Victorian Parliamentary Inquiry into Child Abuse today. The inquiry heard that the bishop in charge of the Ballarat Diocese during the time that pedophile priest Father Gerard Ridsdale worked there, Bishop Ronald Mulkerns, was not before the inquiry because he had suffered a stroke and now had poor memory. The bishops that served after Bishop Mulkerns' retirement gave evidence in his place. Bishop Paul Bird told the inquiry that Bishop Mulkerns received bad advice on how to manage Ridsdale and had made a terrible mistake in allowing him to continue serving in various parishes.
It wasn't willful blindness, it was a tragic mistake on his part. It was, he believed, the accepted opinion at the time that dismissal was not the first option, but that a person might be referred for treatment in the hope that they would correct their behaviour. It proved to be a terrible mistake, and I accept that fully.
Tragic consequences.
So a terrible mistake on behalf of Bishop Mulkerns.
The inquiry heard there was evidence of Ridsdale's offending from at least 1975 and that there was a police investigation of a complaint from the Inglewood Parish. But other than to move Ridsdale around, including time out in Melbourne, Sydney and the United States, he was not removed from duties and continued to offend. Under questioning from Inquiry Committee member Frank Maguire, Bishop Bird told the committee that more than 100 cases of abuse were substantiated in the Ballarat Diocese and 67 of them were by Ridsdale.
Around 94% of the claims were accepted as substantiated.
And this is child rape, child sexual abuse?
This is child abuse.
Father Gerard Ridsdale is one of the worst offenders in Australia's history.
Yes.
Right? And so you had in 1975 knowledge of his offences, and you still didn't at that stage take it to the Victoria Police.
It was a policeman who reported to.
Why didn't that then become a charge, and why didn't that go into the criminal justice system?
I think you could ask the police about that.
Earlier in the day, the Salesian Order gave evidence at the inquiry. The inquiry heard the Salesians had paid out more than $2 million in compensation to victims of child sexual abuse, and that the Order had 49 complaints against its priests in Victoria. Father Greg Chambers told the inquiry there may have been communication between pedophile priests in the Order.
I've always believed that there was no collusion or communication between abusers within our province, but I've got to admit that as I've been following certain current cases that have come to court and reading the testimony of various people, I've come to an awareness that there has been or could be some possible communication between certain individuals.
Some of the evidence from the Salesian Order was held in camera as three priests are due to face court later this year relating to abuse allegations. The day began with evidence from the St John of God brothers. The inquiry was told of 31 cases of abuse involving 15 brothers and that at the time there were no more than 60 brothers in Victoria. Representatives of the Order told the inquiry it hadn't conducted any investigation into the apparent culture of pedophilia, but was open to doing so. They said the focus had been on dealing compassionately with victims of abuse that had been coming forward since the early 1990s. Evidence from the St John of God brothers ended with a statement of apology read by the head of the Australian Order, Brother Timothy Graham.
We shamefully acknowledge the great harm that has been perpetrated by some of our members. All of our brothers daily live the shame of the devastating harm that has been wreaked by some of their number in the lives of vulnerable people in our care. Beyond acknowledgement of the harm, the brothers of St John of God humbly ask the forgiveness of our victims if they are able to give it. We humbly ask forgiveness of their families and friends, and we humbly ask the forgiveness of the members of the church and the people of Victoria.
Brother Timothy Graham reading that apology from the St. John of God Brothers and ending that report from Rachel Carbonell.